This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Coca-Cola announced today it's buying a nearly 17% stake in Monster Beverage, maker of the eponymous energy drinks, for a bit more than $2 billion. People have been cutting back on sugary drinks of late, but the energy business has been on a tear. So as part of the deal, Coke said it's going to give its existing energy drinks to Monster, and Monster will give its non-energy drink brands to Coke. Neat and tidy, right? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks at the swap.
Reactions to the deal can pretty much be summed up as it's been a long time coming, and it's a win-win for both companies. Darren Tristano is the executive vice president of Technomic.
It really is well-suited for both organizations to focus on what they do, what they're known for, and what they do best.
Tristano thinks these types of swaps are rare, but it'll allow each company to focus on its strengths. Coke was late to the energy drink game, and its own attempts haven't been nearly as successful as Monster or its main competitor, Red Bull. Both those companies have been really good at targeting younger consumers, says Ross Colbert, a global strategist for beverages at Rabobank International.
The category is very competitive. It takes a lot of merchandising because of the perception of, you know, high action, high activity, youthful demographics.
By clearing the decks of its other brands, Monster can focus on energy, fed by the help of Coke's huge distribution network. Tom Perko is the president of beverage consulting company Bevmark. He says Coke gets some popular brands too, like Hansen's Natural Sodas.
So it adds a little bit of flesh to their portfolio too, and it gives them the kind of things that they really concentrate on. So we have a nice sort of division of labor.
Perko says Coke may be the biggest beverage company in the world, but it needed to buy what it couldn't build on its own. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.